You can call anyone but Einstein a genius and start an argument. Well, maybe Einstein and Jonathan Winters. The comedian, who died Thursday at the age of 87, was immediately hailed by Steve Martin, Robin Williams, and others as a genius. He made hit comedy albums, was a regular on The Old Tonight Show, and memorably knocked down a whole gas station in It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. But Jonathan Winters was best known for creating a repertory company of characters that he carried around in his head. He told us in an interview in 2000.
I was told years ago when I worked in New York, the first club I worked in was Rubin Blue, which is long gone now. But I was doing impressions, not nearly as good as Rich Little, but we all did them. We did Cagney and we did Karloff and John Wayne, Duke Wayne, you know, and these guys. And an old man said to me, you know, your routines that you're doing these impressions are great, Jonathan, but can you accept a little criticism? I said, sure, you've been here longer than I have, Jack. Let's hear it. And he said, problem is, he said, you know, the stars you're doing, they're stars. They've made it, and they've made it big. And all you're doing, right now, you're the shoeshine boy. You're merely shining their shoes. And if you want to continue to do that, fine. Where are you from? And I said, well, I'm from Ohio originally. I grew up there. He said, oh, start doing those characters that you grew up with. And that's when I turned my whole thing around.
Mm-hmm. Is performing fun for you?
Oh, yeah, it's always been fun. I don't have the strength that I used to have. I think there's, hopefully, there's one good movie left in me. I'd like to do a good picture. But it's late in the game. I have to be realistic. I'm coming up on, as I say, 7-5. And how many parts are there? If I don't get it, I've had a hell of a first half. I had a hell of a third quarter and a fourth, and now I'm in overtime. And the cheerleaders now are leaving. They've thrown their pom-poms on the earth, the floor of the stadium. There's some older people left. They're just kind of looking and I'm just kind of sitting there in the stand. The team has just about left the field. They're about no more than a minute and a quarter to play, and the coach is saying, hey, old man, pointing at me, you better go out and see if your car is up on blocks or not. So that's the way I look at it.
Jonathan Winters speaking in September of 2000. You can hear the full interview at npr.org. This is NPR News.